nav auf sievai.
Jack and News, trending now, trending now.
So after the coldest weekend so far this whole year, the mercury is climbing, but it will remain cool to cold over parts of Gauteng, Mpumalanga, Limpopo in the northwest. Also partly cloudy over the four provinces with extra windy conditions over the northwest. Pretoria up to 23, Joburg, Mbombela and Polokwane 20, Emalahleni 21, Rustenburg up to 24. And Ermelo, a maximum of only 4 degrees on Saturday. Today, going up to 18.
Yay.
Tavisa Kambula for your time. Seven traffic. Boksburg sees an accident on the N12 West. It is at the R21 interchange. Traffic lights out four is Willie Mandela Drive at the N1 Highway and Gresson Drive at the M1 Highway.
The N3 was last night completely reopened following this weekend's severe cold front that caused heavy snowfalls and trapped hundreds of motorists for almost 2 days on Van Riebeeck Pass. However, authorities are calling on motorists to only travel during the day and to be ready for any eventuality. And Australia's competition watchdog sued the country's two biggest grocery chains, alleging that the supermarkets offered so-called discounts on hundreds of goods, but that these discounts were more expensive than the original prices. The regulator has accused Woolworths and Coles, which together hold about 65% market share in Australia, of deliberately hijacking up the prices for toothpaste, yogurt, butter, instant coffee and more. These temporary price spikes were then reduced in widely touted discount offers, which were higher than the goods originally cost.
Sneaky.
And with that, looking at our business news. The Government of National Unity marked 100 days in power yesterday. Bloomberg reports that during this first stretch for the new government, the rand strengthened by 5.8% against the US dollar, while local currency bonds also surged. The rand has now strengthened to below the 17 rand 40 mark to the greenback. And most Asian markets rose this morning, even after another round of data showed the Chinese economy remained weak. Youth unemployment in China hit 18.8% in August, its highest level this year. A dollar at 17 rand 39 cents. A euro 19 rand 42. A pound 23 rand 16. Gold at new record highs on the back of geopolitical concerns, now trading at $2,628.28 per fine ounce. Oil also a bit higher at $74.92 per barrel of Brent crude. I'm Khada D'Souza. More news at 7.
Yeah, I'm not really grateful that you guys are leaving me with the heavy lifting when it comes to
you
the sports.
No. You want to be the sports presenter, Kazi. You deal with all of the glory. You deal with the fallout as well.
All right. Sports fans, cover your ears now. Well, maybe not for this first story, although it still hurts a lot. Starting with the Proteas, who did manage to beat Afghanistan. Aidan Markram scored a composed half century to guide South Africa to a consolation win in the third ODI at Sharjah Stadium, preventing a series whitewash. After bundling the hosts out for 169 in 34 overs, the Proteas reached 170 for 3 in 33 overs, but Markram was finished unbeaten on 69. Tristan Stubbs, 26 not out. The Rugby Championship will be decided in the final match of the season after Argentina beat the Boks 29-28, ouch, in a thrilling test match at the Santiago del Estero on Saturday. Mandy Lubbock, I feel desperately for him, had the chance to get the Boks back into the lead with just over a minute to go. He pulled his penalty kick from the right. And the funny thing is that he slotted a much more difficult kick before that. But it was South Africa's first defeat of the tournament this year. The Boks go into next week's match at the Mbombela Stadium with a 5-point lead atop the standings. So they basically need a point to win their first rugby championship title since 2019. Two matches in the English Premiership yesterday. John Stones' 98th minute equaliser salvaging a 2-2 draw for Manchester City against 10-man Arsenal in what I think was a